Chers collègues,
dear colleagues, dear guests, it's my pleasure, it's my honor to call to order the 17th session of the Convention on the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. At the outset, I would like to wish a warm welcome to the five new members. I see that the colleague from Senegal has not yet arrived, but I think he is on his way and will be with us in a few minutes. Nevertheless, we did want to get things started, so I would like to welcome the newly elected members of the committee. I think it's always good to have fresh blood injected to our committee, and I'm sure we'll breathe new life into our work with a view to accomplishing our noble mission to prevent and combat enforced disappearance. I'd also like to welcome my colleagues from the administration, without whom the task, task of this committee can never be achieved. And I thank them in particular for all their sustained efforts between the two sessions, the last one, the 16th, and the current session, the 17th. I'd also like to acknowledge the presence of the representative of the Honourable Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. As ever, he has taken the trouble to be with us, to brief us, to give us his customary briefing, which is always enlightening. I would also like to welcome to all those who are with us today, who've taken the trouble to be with us this morning, representatives from civil society who often join us from far away to support us in our task to protect and promote human rights. In a sphere that attracts one of the gravest forms of human rights violation, in other words, enforced disappearance, their contribution has been recognized and appreciated. Without further ado, I would now give the floor to Mr. Simon Walker, the chief of Unit 1 on Civil, Political, Economic, Social and Cultural Rights section of the Human Rights Treaties branch. So I give you the floor, Mr. Walker, and I thank you once more for what you're about to tell us. Thank you. Over to you.